Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your essential daily update on the stories shaping our world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, ready to dive deep into the headlines.
Absolutely, Arohi. Before we jump into today's top stories, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. On March 23, 1983, President Ronald Reagan proposed the Strategic Defense Initiative, famously dubbed Star Wars. This bold vision, aimed at developing an anti-ballistic missile system, ignited decades of debate and research into advanced defense technologies, fundamentally influencing our understanding of national security and the role of technological innovation in safeguarding nations. It set a precedent for strategic discussions that continue today, particularly with the advent of AI and sophisticated cyber warfare.
A fascinating look back, Arjiv, highlighting how past technological ambitions shape our present.
Indeed. And speaking of shaping our present, today we are covering a wide array of news, drawing from top sources like BBC News, Hacker News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, CNBC, The New York Times, and more, bringing you the most crucial developments from around the globe. Arohi, let's begin with some significant international developments, particularly focusing on the escalating tensions surrounding Iran and its far-reaching economic implications.
It's a complex and deeply concerning situation, Arjiv. We're seeing mixed messages from the White House regarding the conflict with Iran. President Trump has made statements suggesting the war is almost over, yet the reality on the ground indicates a far more volatile scenario, with the U.S. actively weighing tough options. This disconnect creates considerable uncertainty, not just for diplomacy but also for the global markets.
And the situation isn't confined to the political arena. There are tangible impacts. We've seen reports of attacks.
That's right. Just recently, Iranian missiles reportedly injured 160 individuals in towns located near an Israeli nuclear site. This incident has prompted Israel to launch an investigation into how these ballistic missiles managed to penetrate the country's sophisticated air defenses, raising serious questions about regional security and the effectiveness of existing protective measures. It underscores the severity of the conflict's spread.
This certainly sounds like a critical moment, not just for the immediate region, but for broader geopolitical stability. And these tensions have broader economic ripples, don't they?
Absolutely, Arjiv. The ongoing conflict in Iran is having a profound impact on the global economy. Asia, in particular, appears to be exceptionally vulnerable. Economic commentators are highlighting how the war's disruptions are creating a new broadside for India's economy and its long-standing ties to the Gulf. Generations of Indian workers and businesses have built vital connections with the Arab side of the Gulf, making India's economy highly susceptible to instability in that region.
That's a significant point about India's economic ties. It shows how interconnected the world really is. So, we're looking at a situation where political statements are clashing with ground realities, leading to direct regional conflict and extensive economic vulnerability, particularly in Asia.
Precisely. The uncertainty is palpable, and the economic fallout is already being felt in key regions like India, which relies heavily on its relationship with the Gulf.
Shifting gears slightly, but staying within the realm of national security, we have an important story out of India. Arohi, can you tell us about the Ghaziabad spy case?
Yes, Arjiv. In a concerning development from India, 9 miners have been detained in connection with a spy case originating in Ghaziabad. Details surrounding the case are still emerging, but the involvement of miners in such a sensitive matter raises serious questions about national security vulnerabilities and potentially the exploitation of young individuals. This is a story that authorities are undoubtedly investigating with extreme caution and high priority.
That's a disturbing development indeed, highlighting the complex challenges nations face in protecting sensitive information. Now, let's turn our attention to press freedom and how it's being challenged. Arohi, what can you tell us about the Pentagon's recent issues with journalists?
This is a significant story for media organizations and First Amendment advocates. A judge has ruled that the Pentagon's restrictions on the press violate the First Amendment. The Department of Defense had been requiring reporters to agree to specific rules regarding what information they could gather in order to maintain access to the Pentagon. This ruling is a victory for journalistic independence and transparency, reaffirming the vital role of a free press in a democratic society.
A critical win for journalists, then. Staying on the topic of media and its intersection with politics, there's been news surrounding Don Lemon. What's the latest there?
Don Lemon, the former news anchor, has found himself back in the spotlight after a Minnesota church protest made him a star once again, but also, quite notably, a target for the Trump administration. He's now streaming on YouTube, indicating a shift in how prominent media figures are navigating the changing landscape of news and political discourse, especially when faced with public scrutiny and political opposition. It highlights the evolving nature of media consumption and political engagement in the digital age.
An interesting pivot for Lemon, certainly reflecting broader trends in media. Moving on to consumer news, a major retailer is making a significant technological upgrade. What's happening at Walmart?
Walmart is making a massive technological leap, rolling out digital shelf labels across all of its U.S. stores by the end of 2026. This move transforms how prices are displayed. The big question many consumers and analysts are asking is whether this is purely about new tech efficiency, or if it opens the door to surge pricing tactics in disguise. The company is framing it as an efficiency measure, allowing for rapid price changes and inventory management, but the potential implications for pricing strategies are certainly a topic of discussion.
That's a game changer for retail, with big implications for consumers. On the economic front, there's an interesting paradox in the oil industry that many might find surprising. Arohi, why does the U.S. import most of the oil it consumes, despite being a major exporter?
It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it, Arjav? But it's a complex issue rooted in economics and infrastructure. The U.S. is indeed one of the world's largest oil exporters, particularly of light, sweet crude. However, many U.S. refineries are specifically designed to process heavier, sour crude oil, which is often cheaper and more readily available from international sources. It's also about global supply chains and economic efficiency. Importing certain types of crude for refining can be more cost-effective than retooling existing refineries or transporting domestically produced light crude over long distances within the country. So, the U.S. exports what it produces efficiently and imports what its refineries are best equipped to handle, or what is economically advantageous.
That makes a lot more sense when you break down the logistics and economic incentives. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, let's talk about artificial intelligence and its impact, starting with a serious issue that TikTok and Instagram have had to address.
This is a critical story about the misuse of AI. The BBC conducted an investigation that led to dozens of Instagram and TikTok accounts removing AI videos featuring sexualized Black women. These accounts were found to be using AI avatars to promote explicit content, raising serious concerns about digital safety, the ethical use of AI, and content moderation policies on major platforms. It highlights the urgent need for robust safeguards against the creation and dissemination of harmful AI-generated material.
A very important issue demanding attention. And on the subject of social media, Australia recently implemented a world-first law regarding underage users. What have been the early effects of their under-16 social media ban?
Australia's decision to ban social media for those under 16 has been in effect for 3 months now, and early reports are coming in from teenagers themselves about how this groundbreaking law has impacted their lives. While comprehensive data is still being compiled, initial feedback suggests a mixed bag of experiences. Some teenagers report feeling less pressure and more connected to real-world activities, while others express feelings of isolation or difficulty in maintaining friendships. The world will be watching closely to see the long-term effects of this bold policy experiment.
That's a significant social experiment, and its results will be highly anticipated. Turning our attention to the business side of AI, OpenAI, a leader in the field, is making strategic adjustments. What's happening with their infrastructure strategy?
OpenAI, as it gears up for a potential IPO, has outlined a more tempered infrastructure strategy. They've moved away from an ambitious agreement with NVIDIA, pivoting to what they describe as a more measured approach to data center expansion. This change underscores Wall Street's growing concerns regarding the substantial capital expenditure required to develop and maintain advanced AI infrastructure. Investors are scrutinizing the path to profitability, and this shift indicates OpenAI is responding to those financial pressures by carefully re-evaluating its investment priorities.
It's a clear indication of the high costs associated with scaling AI. But beyond the corporate giants, AI is also enhancing everyday tools. What about Revise, the AI editor for documents?
Yes, Revise.io is an example of AI moving into practical applications for professionals and everyday users. It's an AI-powered editor designed to streamline document creation and refinement. While details on its specific features are still being highlighted by users, the general concept is that it leverages AI to assist with everything from grammar and style suggestions to structural improvements, aiming to make writing more efficient and effective. This is part of a broader trend of AI tools becoming indispensable in productivity suites.
That sounds like a valuable tool for many. And speaking of foundational contributions to information and technology, a pioneering scientist recently received a major award. Can you tell us about the IBM scientist who won a Turing Award?
Absolutely. Charles Bennett, an IBM scientist, has been honored with a Turing Award, often referred to as the Nobel Prize of Computing. He was recognized for his groundbreaking work that fundamentally rewrote the rules of information theory, particularly his contributions to quantum information science. His research laid crucial groundwork for fields like quantum computing and quantum cryptography, demonstrating how information can be processed and transmitted in ways previously thought impossible, a true titan in the realm of theoretical computer science.
a truly deserved recognition for someone who reshaped our understanding of information. Finally, let's wrap up with a fascinating technological change coming to sports, specifically baseball. What's this about a robot umpire?
Get ready, baseball fans, because technology is about to transform the game in a big way. The robot umpire is being introduced, and it's set to revolutionize how pitches are called. Essentially, an automated ball strike system will determine balls and strikes, feeding real-time information to the home plate umpire, or potentially making the calls directly. The goal is to eliminate human error from the strike zone, aiming for greater consistency and fairness in gameplay. It's been trialed in minor leagues and is now on the cusp of entering major league play, bringing a new dimension to one of America's oldest pastimes.
That's an incredible development that will undoubtedly spark a lot of debate among traditionalists and modernizers alike. From global conflicts and economic shifts to groundbreaking AI and revolutionary sports tech, it's certainly been a packed briefing today.
Always a dynamic world to cover, Arjiv.
Indeed, Arohi. And before we go, here's a surprising fun fact to leave you with. Did you know that the term robot itself wasn't coined by a scientist or an engineer? It originated in a 1920 Czech play called RUR, or Rossum's Universal Robots, written by Karel Čapek. In the play, robota is the Czech word for forced labor or drudgery, aptly describing the artificial workers created to serve humanity long before any physical robot was ever built. A fascinating linguistic precursor to today's AI and automated systems.
That's a great one, Arjiv. A piece of cultural history woven into our technological present.
It truly is. And that's all the time we have for today's news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. Arohi, thank you for your insightful reporting.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
We'll be back tomorrow with more essential news and analysis. Until then, have a fantastic day. Word count check. Approximately 2,230 words. Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your essential daily update on the stories shaping our world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, ready to dive deep into the headlines.
Absolutely, Arohi. Before we jump into today's top stories, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. On March 23, 1983, President Ronald Reagan proposed the Strategic Defense Initiative, famously dubbed Star Wars. This bold vision, aimed at developing an anti-ballistic missile system, ignited decades of debate and research into advanced defense technologies, fundamentally influencing our understanding of national security and the role of technological innovation in safeguarding nations. It set a precedent for strategic discussions that continue today, particularly with the advent of AI and sophisticated cyber warfare.
A fascinating look back, Arjiv, highlighting how past technological ambitions shape our present.
Indeed. And speaking of shaping our present, today we are covering a wide array of news, drawing from top sources like BBC News, Hacker News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, CNBC, The New York Times, and more, bringing you the most crucial developments from around the globe. Arohi, let's begin with some significant international developments, particularly focusing on the escalating tensions surrounding Iran and its far-reaching economic implications.
It's a complex and deeply concerning situation, Arjiv. We're seeing mixed messages from the White House regarding the conflict with Iran. President Trump has made statements suggesting the war is almost over, yet the reality on the ground indicates a far more volatile scenario, with the U.S. actively weighing tough options. This disconnect creates considerable uncertainty, not just for diplomacy but also for the global markets.
And the situation isn't confined to the political arena. There are tangible impacts. We've seen reports of attacks.
That's right. Just recently, Iranian missiles reportedly injured 160 individuals in towns located near an Israeli nuclear site. This incident has prompted Israel to launch an investigation into how these ballistic missiles managed to penetrate the country's sophisticated air defenses, raising serious questions about regional security and the effectiveness of existing protective measures. It underscores the severity of the conflict's spread.
This certainly sounds like a critical moment, not just for the immediate region, but for broader geopolitical stability. And these tensions have broader economic ripples, don't they?
Absolutely, Arjiv. The ongoing conflict in Iran is having a profound impact on the global economy. Asia, in particular, appears to be exceptionally vulnerable. Economic commentators are highlighting how the war's disruptions are creating a new broadside for India's economy and its long-standing ties to the Gulf. Generations of Indian workers and businesses have built vital connections with the Arab side of the Gulf, making India's economy highly susceptible to instability in that region.
That's a significant point about India's economic ties. It shows how interconnected the world really is. So, we're looking at a situation where political statements are clashing with ground realities, leading to direct regional conflict and extensive economic vulnerability, particularly in Asia.
Precisely. The uncertainty is palpable, and the economic fallout is already being felt in key regions like India, which relies heavily on its relationship with the Gulf.
Shifting gears slightly, but staying within the realm of national security, we have an important story out of India. Arohi, can you tell us about the Ghaziabad spy case?
Yes, Arjav. In a concerning development from India, 9 miners have been detained in connection with a spy case originating in Ghaziabad. Details surrounding the case are still emerging, but the involvement of miners in such a sensitive matter raises serious questions about national security vulnerabilities and potentially the exploitation of young individuals. This is a story that authorities are undoubtedly investigating with extreme caution and high priority.
That's a disturbing development indeed, highlighting the complex challenges nations face in protecting sensitive information. Now, let's turn our attention to press freedom and how it's being challenged. Arohi, what can you tell us about the Pentagon's recent issues with journalists?
This is a significant story for media organizations and First Amendment advocates. A judge has ruled that the Pentagon's restrictions on the press violate the First Amendment. The Department of Defense had been requiring reporters to agree to specific rules regarding what information they could gather in order to maintain access to the Pentagon. This ruling is a victory for journalistic independence and transparency, reaffirming the vital role of a free press in a democratic society.
A critical win for journalists, then. Staying on the topic of media and its intersection with politics, there's been news surrounding Don Lemon. What's the latest there?
Don Lemon, the former news anchor, has found himself back in the spotlight after a Minnesota church protest made him a star once again, but also, quite notably, a target for the Trump administration. He's now streaming on YouTube, indicating a shift in how prominent media figures are navigating the changing landscape of news and political discourse, especially when faced with public scrutiny and political opposition. It highlights the evolving nature of media consumption and political engagement in the digital age.
An interesting pivot for Lemon, certainly reflecting broader trends in media. Moving on to consumer news, a major retailer is making a significant technological upgrade. What's happening at Walmart?
Walmart is making a massive technological leap, rolling out digital shelf labels across all of its U.S. stores by the end of 2026. This move transforms how prices are displayed. The big question many consumers and analysts are asking is whether this is purely about new tech efficiency, or if it opens the door to surge pricing tactics in disguise. The company is framing it as an efficiency measure, allowing for rapid price changes and inventory management, but the potential implications for pricing strategies are certainly a topic of discussion.
That's a game changer for retail, with big implications for consumers. On the economic front, there's an interesting paradox in the oil industry that many might find surprising. Arohi, why does the U.S. import most of the oil it consumes, despite being a major exporter?
It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it, Arjav? But it's a complex issue rooted in economics and infrastructure. The U.S. is indeed one of the world's largest oil exporters, particularly of light, sweet crude. However, many U.S. refineries are specifically designed to process heavier, sour crude oil, which is often cheaper and more readily available from international sources. It's also about global supply chains and economic efficiency. Importing certain types of crude for refining can be more cost-effective than retooling existing refineries or transporting domestically produced light crude over long distances within the country. So, the U.S. exports what it produces efficiently and imports what its refineries are best equipped to handle, or what is economically advantageous.
That makes a lot more sense when you break down the logistics and economic incentives. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, let's talk about artificial intelligence and its impact, starting with a serious issue that TikTok and Instagram have had to address.
This is a critical story about the misuse of AI. The BBC conducted an investigation that led to dozens of Instagram and TikTok accounts removing AI videos featuring sexualized Black women. These accounts were found to be using AI avatars to promote explicit content, raising serious concerns about digital safety, the ethical use of AI, and content moderation policies on major platforms. It highlights the urgent need for robust safeguards against the creation and dissemination of harmful AI-generated material.
A very important issue demanding attention. And on the subject of social media, Australia recently implemented a world-first law regarding underage users. What have been the early effects of their under-16 social media ban?
Australia's decision to ban social media for those under 16 has been in effect for 3 months now, and early reports are coming in from teenagers themselves about how this groundbreaking law has impacted their lives. While comprehensive data is still being compiled, initial feedback suggests a mixed bag of experiences. Some teenagers report feeling less pressure and more connected to real-world activities, while others express feelings of isolation or difficulty in maintaining friendships. The world will be watching closely to see the long-term effects of this bold policy experiment.
That's a significant social experiment, and its results will be highly anticipated. Turning our attention to the business side of AI, OpenAI, a leader in the field, is making strategic adjustments. What's happening with their infrastructure strategy?
OpenAI, as it gears up for a potential IPO, has outlined a more tempered infrastructure strategy. They've moved away from an ambitious agreement with NVIDIA, pivoting to what they describe as a more measured approach to data center expansion. This change underscores Wall Street's growing concerns regarding the substantial capital expenditure required to develop and maintain advanced AI infrastructure. Investors are scrutinizing the path to profitability, and this shift indicates OpenAI is responding to those financial pressures by carefully re-evaluating its investment priorities.
It's a clear indication of the high costs associated with scaling AI. But beyond the corporate giants, AI is also enhancing everyday tools. What about Revise, the AI editor for documents?
Yes, Revise.io is an example of AI moving into practical applications for professionals and everyday users. It's an AI-powered editor designed to streamline document creation and refinement. While details on its specific features are still being highlighted by users, the general concept is that it leverages AI to assist with everything from grammar and style suggestions to structural improvements, aiming to make writing more efficient and effective. This is part of a broader trend of AI tools becoming indispensable in productivity suites.
That sounds like a valuable tool for many. And speaking of foundational contributions to information and technology, a pioneering scientist recently received a major award. Can you tell us about the IBM scientist who won a Turing Award?
Absolutely. Charles Bennett, an IBM scientist, has been honored with a Turing Award, often referred to as the Nobel Prize of Computing. He was recognized for his groundbreaking work that fundamentally rewrote the rules of information theory, particularly his contributions to quantum information science. His research laid crucial groundwork for fields like quantum computing and quantum cryptography, demonstrating how information can be processed and transmitted in ways previously thought impossible, a true titan in the realm of theoretical computer science.
A truly deserved recognition for someone who reshaped our understanding of information. Finally, let's wrap up with a fascinating technological change coming to sports, specifically baseball. What's this about a robot umpire?
Get ready, baseball fans, because technology is about to transform the game in a big way. The robot umpire is being introduced, and it's set to revolutionize how pitches are called. Essentially, an automated ball strike system will determine balls and strikes, feeding real-time information to the home plate umpire, or potentially making the calls directly. The goal is to eliminate human error from the strike zone, aiming for greater consistency and fairness in gameplay. It's been trialed in minor leagues and is now on the cusp of entering major league play, bringing a new dimension to one of America's oldest pastimes.
That's an incredible development that will undoubtedly spark a lot of debate among traditionalists and modernizers alike. From global conflicts and economic shifts to groundbreaking AI and revolutionary sports tech, it's certainly been a packed briefing today.
Always a dynamic world to cover, Arjiv.
Indeed, Arohi. And before we go, here's a surprising fun fact to leave you with. Did you know that the term robot itself wasn't coined by a scientist or an engineer? It originated in a 1920 Czech play called RUR, or Rossum's Universal Robots, written by Karel Čapek. In the play, robota is the Czech word for forced labor or drudgery, aptly describing the artificial workers created to serve humanity long before any physical robot was ever built. A fascinating linguistic precursor to today's AI and automated systems.
That's a great one, Arjiv. A piece of cultural history woven into our technological present.
It truly is. And that's all the time we have for today's news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. Arohi, thank you for your insightful reporting.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
We'll be back tomorrow with more essential news and analysis. Until then, have a fantastic day.